Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun. Luke, interesting developments politically, and we're getting a few of them, of course, as we get closer to the primary election. But this one has to do with an important ministerial group in Baltimore, which has chosen to endorse Doug Gansler, the attorney general, and deciding not to endorse Anthony Brown, which I think many people would have expected. What's going on here, do you think?
Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise because a lot of the momentum in Baltimore seemed to be on Anthony Brown's side. He had gotten the big endorsements from the mayor, from the city council president, from some of the big church leaders in town. But the IMA endorsement is pretty big because we're talking about potentially 20,000 voters being influenced at their various churches for Doug Gansler now. You have about 50 churches involved in this group. And for them to come out in favor of the attorney general certainly gives his campaign a little boost right now in Baltimore.
What do you think behind it?
You know, they said they looked closely at the candidates' platforms, and they thought, if you take them at their word, they say they thought Doug Gansler had the best record on civil rights issues and the best record about caring about Baltimore. They said he's been here more often over the years. He has this youth lacrosse league he runs in the city of Baltimore. He's been active on things like the mortgage settlement, which brought in money for people who need help with their mortgages. Issues that are important to Baltimore voters. So that's why they said they endorsed Doug Gansler.
It also occurs to me that I think Gansler was one of the first to endorse Barack Obama.
Yes, that's right. He was one of the early supporters of Obama. He was also one of the very early supporters of same-sex marriage. That said, both Anthony Brown and Heather Mazur seem to have been getting good traction in Baltimore as well. So it's really a city that's up for play right now, especially with this new endorsement.
Well, the ministers have been important in the earlier races in the city, and I'm sure they will be here. I mean, they bring, as you point out, a sort of a base, a church base.
The IMA was influential in Kurt Schmoke's campaign and has been influential in campaigns dating back to the 70s. Now, I think over time what you may see is some of the power of endorsements dissipates. Some things that were important 20 years ago maybe aren't as important now. But according to Reverend Gwen, when he was making his endorsements, he thinks the church vote is really still very strong and that the people that attend church are regular voters and that the endorsement still matters. So that's his take.
Luke, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.